intelligence agency that says of this book, this remarkable book, will change the way you look at intelligence, foreign affairs, the press, and much else besides. I think you know that's absolutely true. Disinformation, your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries will put the $26 hardbound book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. We have the DVD, $24. That's on our website, saveus.org. But if you want the combination of the two, just $38, we'll put them both in your hands. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Now, become a partner with us, will you? Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion was usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And this evening, they're going to be the views of Robert Bunnell, and we're going to be talking about theosophy. Now, certainly, I've been studying what's going on in the world for over 50 years. And for the first 30 years of about 20 years of my study, I had an uneasy feeling I was missing something. I mean, so many things going on in the world just didn't make sense. And then in the early 1980s, I came into contact with a woman who introduced me to this idea of theosophy and the so-called New Age movement, a group of people who have a different world outlook. And we've studied this not to the degree I might have, but I certainly are well aware it's here. And these ideas involving countless numbers of people in key positions in our society can trace their origin back to the ancient philosophers. Many of the ancient philosophers embraced these ideas, and certainly these carry through to many of the key people in society today. And certainly Mr. Bunnell has been the president in the past of the Long Beach Theosophical Society. He's written extensively on theosophy. And he was kind enough to come on and agree to talk a little bit about the theosophical belief. So I want our listeners to hear what he has to say. It may certainly be things that you'll find difficult to understand, but I want you to understand that there are people who believe these things with all their hearts. Most of them are very sincere. And basically, of course, we can trace this from Helena Petrovna Blavatsky through Alice Bailey through Manly P. Hall. And now, of course, into the 21st century, Mr. Bunnell. Mr. Bunnell, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Well, why don't you just, could you explain to our listeners the philosophy of theosophy? How is it different than conventional concepts? And why do you believe that our concepts of disease are certainly not accurate?
Say that again, please.
I beg your pardon?
Could you state that again? I didn't hear you, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you hearing me all right?
Yes, now I can.
All right, fine. Well, basically, what is theosophy? How does it differ from conventional thought and philosophy? And where does it have its origin?
Well, its origin always was. In other words, it's part of what's known as the perennial philosophy or the ancient wisdom, which has always been as long as man has been on the earth. We have had esoteric philosophy in form or some form or another. The modern-day Theosophical Society, the rebirth of it, I might say, or the renaissance of it, occurred in 1875 when Blavatsky, William Quine Judge, and Colonel Alcott founded the society in an organized manner in 1875, New York City. However, it's always been around in the air, so to speak, but what Blavatsky did is she gave it and we might say an order, a spoken word. It's been around, the Indians had it to some extent, other people have had it, Emerson had it, and the New England Transcendentalists, but she gave it a little different form in the sense of the written word with her great work, The Secret Doctrine.
Well, now, basically, can you trace these ideas back to Prometheus and to Aristotle and to Socrates? Would those be their philosophy as well, do you think?
More so Plato. He was more of an esotericist than Aristotle. Socrates, more a humanist. But I would say
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Robert was simply saying that certainly the philosophy which we consider today theosophy was probably very closely related to the ideas put forward by Plato, much more so than the ideas put forward by Socrates or Aristotle. But basically, of course, this whole thing comes from the fact that everything is based on intuition. Certainly, to the average individual today, why we have reason and that we have intuition. But of course, from the theosophist point of view, they have their intuition and that becomes the foundation of their reason. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, I'd say so.
All right, fine. Well, basically then, and of course, Robert was actually originally went to a Christian college, and then he went on to got his advanced degree. He practiced as a chiropractor for many years. Now, of course, he embraces and writes extensively on theosophy. So basically, what was it about Christianity that you rejected, and why did you embrace theosophy? And suddenly, how is theosophy almost a mirror image of Christianity?
Well, let me say this about Christianity. We see it as a symbolically. Now, we don't take it literally. Now, this article I'm mentioning, I got from the paper, the headline, this is scanned by, looks like 2,000 or 3,000 priests, and the Pope is sitting right in the middle of all of this, and it says, Catholics don't take the Bible literally. Well, that's exactly what we believe. We don't take it literally. And the man who wrote this is saying it's largely symbolic, and you shouldn't take it literally. So that's our position, because everything is symbolic. As Emerson said, everything in the world is a symbol. Everything.
Well, then, if the Bible is not certainly a factual book, where does reality come from? Where do facts come from? How do we know what truth is?
Through the intuition. A feeling we have.
In other words, if we have a feeling that something is true, and that then becomes truth.
And that's what you go with. Whatever your intuition reveals to you is truth. That you accept until something maybe in a later time replaces it. But that's what moves people forward spiritually, is the intuition.
And this is really all based upon spirituality, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, basically, how prevalent is theosophy? In other words, certainly reading some of the articles there, you were talking about how Eugene Debs, who is actually one of the founders of our major labor movement, modern-day labor movement, had come to theosophy. But how many of the philosophers, how many of the leading politicians, the leaders of our country, would you say are really, of course, disciples of the theosophical philosophy?
Well, that's difficult to answer, but Henry Wallace was a theosophist, too.
I know he was, right.
And it's hard to describe our position as far as the consciousness goes. All I can say is it just comes upon you.
In other words, it's almost a matter of faith.
In a sense, faith is unknown knowledge. With faith, the definition of faith, it's just knowledge that is not known intellectually, but you have a feeling about it or a sense about it. And when I came into theosophy, I just had a feeling. I didn't have to fight it. I hadn't tried to understand it intellectually. I just kind of accepted it. Came that way. And that's the best way.
Well, now, basically, Chris, you have written a number of articles on disease, and from your point of view, coming out of chiropractics, you really believe, of course, that disease, as we know it, as it has been misinterpreted, the disease is not a physical entity at all. It's not related to the body. It's related to certainly a response. Would that be a fair analysis?
Well, I feel my feeling about disease is that it's never caused on the physical plane. The cause of disease is higher up. We feel the manifestation of it on the lower plane, but never the cause is on the lower plane. That's why medical science really and I find the cause of disease, because they're looking where it doesn't exist. You know? I mean, all the world can be is the plane of effects, never the plane of causes. Causes are above it, what Aristotle called first cause. That's where everything emanates from. And it manifests as disease, which is nothing but a disharmony among body parts and functions of the body and the metabolism and so forth.
Well, then, what about the treatment? What about what doctors or what about what chiropractors do for disease?
Well, they attempt to treat it, but never successfully, I would say. One disease might appear to be cured, but then another one appears. So that's just the way it goes. And we never really get... I mean, it's paramount the disease to be a part of our culture at this time. It always will be on this level until we outgrow it. It's something we'll outgrow.
You think that though we will outgrow disease eventually?
Not on this plane, but in a higher plane or higher state of consciousness.
Now, basically, yeah. Of course, you emphasize in your writings the importance of this higher state of consciousness. What we lust after and what we want to have is this higher state of consciousness because we live in a different plane. You almost infer that there are two realms of reality, a true reality, a higher plane, and then the one we live in. Would that be a fair analysis?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. We call that plane, actually, we have a Sanskrit term. Many of the theosophical terms come from Sanskrit because it's found in Tibetan Buddhism is the original source of theosophy. And it will be referred to by a Sanskrit name called the Atma Buddhi Manas. That is the higher man. What Cahill Gibran, are you familiar with his book, The Prophet?
Now, do you look? Do you accept the fact there is a God, a supreme being, or is this sort of oneness that you describe?
I would say it's the oneness. It's the eternal now. That's to me is what God is. Not an individual or a person or somebody sitting on a throne up in heaven, but it's the divine essence in life.
All right, now, of course, then as we bring this down and apply it to what goes on Earth here, because I can remember you mentioned Henry Wallace was a theosophist. I remember when Henry Wallace was running for the President of the United States back in, I think, 1947 or 48 there when I was certainly in college. And basically, of course, we've had a theosophist in key positions in government through the years that have had a profound impact on the course of society. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I would agree.
And basically, can you name any of these people, or would you feel free to name them?
I'd have to give that some thought as to where they were. And some of them are rather mystical figures that appeared and made their influence in a certain way. Like Comte Saint-Germain would be one that appeared and then disappeared. And they have a rather mystical entrance into the world scene. But they have their influence, and they do certain things which change the course of history. But it would be difficult to name them, really.
But they are there, and from your point of view, there's no question that they have been, and they've been in key positions. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yes, it would be.
And because those listeners, people who listen to our programs, know we've named many of these people down through the years, key figures in not only American politics, but figures throughout the world who have done things that just certainly don't make sense from our point of view, from the rational Christian point of view. But from their point of view, it really does. Now, how do certainly people in theosophy feel about this necessity of establishing this one world government so that we can certainly have a certainly serenity and peace here on Earth?
Well, I would say that as theosophy, they don't get involved in any type of governmental activity, really. So I wouldn't have an answer to that. All they can kind of do is kind of help where they can and just let things be as they are. Because we do have what's known as a world karma. You're familiar with that term.
Well, yes, I am. Yeah. Good for our listeners out there. Could you explain to them what the world karma is? Because remember, we're talking to people who haven't read theosophical writing. What is world karma? What is this concept of karma, which this is sort of an Indian term, but it's basically what Gandhi and the others would have talked about. And yet, because Gandhi was deeply involved with theosophy, wasn't he?
He was a member of the society briefly, yes.
And most people don't understand that, but of course he was certainly this great Indian leader, had a profound impact upon the independence of India, breaking its ties to the British Empire. So basically, what is karma? What is this relationship that we speak of when we speak of having a good karma?
Everything we have and as we are is the result of something that happened in our past. That is the cause what we are feeling is the effect. So we live in a world of effects, but everything has its cause. Karma is cause and effect. It's the ebb and the tide, the positive and the negative of life. We live in a world of dualities. Karma is the interaction between these dualities. We make mistakes. We learn from our mistakes. Live and learn. That's karma.
And basically, of course, would this be have something to do with our relationship between this other plane that you speak of, this superior plane, and then, of course, the plane or the level that we live in, this spiritual level we live in? Would that certainly be part of that?
Yes. Now, what do you seem to grasp an understanding of all of this? I can tell by your questions.
Well, I've studied it, Robert. I think it's fascinating, and you're the first theosophist I've ever had a chance to sit down and talk to. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Robert Bunnell. We'll be talking about this. I think it's vitally important to understand there are well-meaning people who really believe this. Robert does. We'll be back in a moment here.
While the storm cloud gathers.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927.
I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
I'm sorry we had to take a break there, but of course we have to do that. But basically, I want to repeat what Robert was saying. He says, of course, that there's an interrelationship between theosophy and Rosicrucianism and Masonry, and they all simply are pointing in the same direction. In fact, as we pointed out earlier, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, so-called Madame Blavatsky, who is really the person who established the Theosophical Society, was very close to Albert Pike, who wrote the classic book, Morals and Dogma, the background of modern-day Masonry. And basically, of course, as he points out, the Masons and the Theosophists and the Rosicrucianism already share a common philosophy. Now, you correct me if I have any of this wrong. Don't be bashful, Robert. But I don't want to put words in your mouth. But there is this idea that we're all oneness, and basically we're all bound together by the same karma. And when one person commits a crime, it impacts on all of us. And when one person does good, it impacts on all of us. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. And I'll make one little aphorism here from Kabir, the great Hindu poet, who said, "Behold, the one in all things is the second that leads you astray." Now that, when you get into the seconds of the dualities of life, you're getting away from the oneness, and that's where the trouble starts. When we lose sight of the unity of things.
And basically, most people don't understand the prevalence of these thoughts. I mean, here at one time we had 4 million Masons in America. Now we probably have 2 million. Now, does the average Mason understand all this? No. But there certainly is, as Mandy P. Hall said, a Masonry within a Masonry, and the leaders of Masonry understand this. The average Mason simply becomes a Mason because, of course, well, it's get ahead in the world, and they do a lot of good. They help crippled children. But suddenly, when you get into the forces at the upper echelons, if you begin to understand how this is all part and parcel of a world movement intent upon changing the world. And Cursa, at one time, why our Supreme Court was suddenly dominated by the Masons, and they were the ones that took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because, of course, they did not want that taught in our schools. In fact, I believe, of course, they wanted a different society. Certainly they have created a far different society. Just 50 years ago is when this all began. Then at that point, why, the Supreme Court, totally dominated by Masons who have a different worldview. So basically, what sort of world does a theosophist want? How will we have a better society as the theosophical influence spreads across a nation?
I would say that the world does not improve. Now, that's a radical statement, but the world's like the fourth grade in school. No matter what you do, it's always going to be the fourth grade. You can maybe change it a little bit, but it's still between the fifth and the third. It'll always be the fourth grade. Our world will always be what it is. Now, it may appear to be get better in certain areas, but in other places it's getting worse. So it all balances out, and we really don't get anywhere. But here's the important point philosophically. As we try to change it and improve it, we get better. We improve ourselves. Like in a gym, you go in not to change the weight or to change the machine, but it changes you, you see? And that's a very important point. It's kind of a radical position, but when you think about it and contemplate it, it turns out to be true that all of these things make us better people in trying to do it, but we don't necessarily expect the world to change.
Well, you know, Chris, when I was growing up, and I was growing up in the 1950s and going to college, I graduated from college in 1948, but this was an entirely different world. At that time, certainly, I think the moral values of our society were better. The human compassion of our society was better. We didn't have all of these government programs, but certainly during this last 50 years or more, America's changed. Do you think America's changing for the better or for the worse?
I'd say it stays about the same.
You really don't think that we're any worse off than we were, say, 50 or 60 years ago?
Well, in certain ways we are, and in certain ways we're better. So when you put the two together, it is about the same.
Well, how are we better? How is America a better society today than we were, say, 60 years ago when I was going to college?
Well, I'd say war is a little more humane than it used to be. I would say treatment of disease and sickness is more effective. It doesn't get rid of it, but it's more effective. I would say we have a little more compassion in certain ways. But when I say this, I can see the opposite is happening, too.
Hold that thought. Our guest is Robert, who is a theosophist. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess is Robert Pennell, who for many years was the president of the Los Angeles chapter of the, Long Beach chapter of the Theosophical Society. Are you still active in your local Theosophical Society, Robert?
Yeah, I'm still the president. I've been the president for 40 years,
okay,
for the most part.
Okay, fine. Now, would you mind taking a question from the audience, or would you rather not?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I can do that.
All right, fine. If you're out in the audience, you have a question for Robert. I don't want people calling in, debating Robert. We want to get the information he has. And basically, so if you have a question, a legitimate question for him, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, how do you feel about, say, America as a nation? How do you feel about this idea, certainly, of uniting certainly the world together into some a common brotherhood? Where does theosophy fit into this idea of a one world government?
Oh, if we believe in that, if it can be brought about. But when we consider the many factions that are included in the world scene, it's highly unlikely that that would happen. But it's an ideal, and we can always aspire to ideals. They're one of the things that purify us. So all theosophists are idealists. All of them are idealists.
I'm sure the effort to take care of people and help people would eventually end up controlling them and would use that power to its own advantages. But how would a theosophist feel about this?
It's more fair, considering the capitalistic concept, and I think that would not allow it to take place. That's true,
for the most part. All right, fine. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, we have Jim calling from Michigan. We'll get to Jim in just a moment. Do you have a website or anything that you'd like to?
I don't have a website.
All right.
And the Theosophical Society doesn't have one either. It does at the national headquarters, but not locally here.
However, Michigan. Jim, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I sure do. I'm listening to a Christian radio station right now, so I need to ask your...
I don't want to argue of Christianity, a philosophy.
No argument. Yes. What does theosophy, where does Jesus come into play, and do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
All right, that's a very legitimate question, Jim. Yeah. Once again, incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And where does Jesus come in, certainly to the theosophical beliefs, and where does he fit into certainly society as it exists today and into the history of what's unfolded in the past?
Unfortunately, Jesus, with the auspice, Jesus is a mythical figure. The important thing in the whole Jesus idea is the importance of the Christ. Not so much Jesus, the personality, but the Christ as a God,
would that be a fair assessment?
I would say that's true. But it's very important. I don't mean to put down Christianity. Now, the importance of the Christ...
I think this is very important. The Christ, not Jesus Christ, but the Christ is a pivotal figure in this whole theosophical, and I happen to be an evangelical Christian, as you know, to being the President of the United States. He was the Vice President under FDR. He would have been President had it not been that they ran Harry Truman instead of Henry Wallace for the vice presidency in the year 1944. But basically, of course, you have to understand that this is, that would have been, I stand corrected, it was in 1940. But the world, I just want you to understand.
It represents everything we can be. It's the great potential. And the thing that made Jesus important is because he embraced the Christ consciousness.
And they say that almost every religion has a Christ figure, but only
right.
Christianity. From a Christian point of view, we are a unique religion because of this too as well. Anything else, Jim?
No, that'll be about it. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Thank you so very much for calling here. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And Robert, would you agree or disagree with at least my interpretation of that?
No, I would agree with that.
All right, basically, of course, you do not accept Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Son of God, but that is the Christian belief. We've got John.
Not the one and only.
Right. Oh, and basically, John calling from Spokane. John, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I've got both, if you don't mind. One was I heard a lecture on YouTube, and somebody was interviewing, I forget the guy's name, and one of the questions he said was, why is Madame Blavatsky so vilified? And his answer was, it's because people have never read any of her books. And so I wanted to find out what is really going on, and the way to know is to read somebody's book. Be like, the way to understand Christianity would be to read the Bible. And so I read it, and one of the things she refers to as these ascended masters, and but she specifically refers to Jesus as an ascended master.
All right, not fine. That, I think this is an important point. Well, let's just go ahead and suddenly.
So that was my question.
Okay.
My question is. She said, I mean, it was as if this person was not a concept. Jesus was not a concept. He was a real person. And that ascended masters are sent here to get us back on the track. And there have been many, and Jesus was one of them, is what she said.
All right. I think that's a very legitimate point, and you're absolutely right. I'm glad you took the time to read Madame Blavatsky. I read her, and I'll tell you, we won't talk about my feeling after having read that, but you're absolutely right. And Sidney, our guest, John, calling from Spokane, Washington, talks about having read Madame Blavatsky, read about the Ascended Masters, and that Jesus was one of those Ascended Masters. In other words, Jesus was not simply an ethereal figure, but it was a real individual sent here to work with Sidney in this, with the world to improve it. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and the reason he was the ascended master is because at the time he participated in the Christ consciousness. That's what made him an ascended master. Not because he was Jesus, but because he was an ascended master because of his participation in the higher consciousness, which we call the Christ, of which we all have within us, by the way.
All right, fine. Anything else, John, you'd like to ask?
The other thing was that her main interest was research, and that there was, the socialists came in and started dominating the whole thing politically. This was very upsetting to her, and shortly after that, she died. And something seemed to think that her death...
I would say that's not a reason she passed away because of her time. I believe the reason she died is because it was time for her to pass on. But there was a certain amount of strife she suffered from because seeing the Theosophical Society split up in different directions from what she had intended. And I'm sure that is disappointing. I don't think it was her reason for discarnating. That's how we call death. Discarnating.
So she didn't die, she discarnated. Okay, John, thank you very much. Anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
When he was talking about intuition and this type of thing, would you say that would be the same thing as a knowingness?
Yes.
As opposed to a thinkingness?
Yes. It's a Gnostic principle. Gnostic principle of knowingness, but not intellectualized. The intellect figures it out after the idea comes down to our level.
And basically, of course, John, it's all not based upon rationality. It's based upon these thoughts and ideas that supposedly come from a supernatural source. Hey, thanks very much for calling, John. And I'm glad there are people out there who have done the reading and research to understand it. And, of course, I hope that you have not changed your philosophy. I hope you still worship our Lord. But God bless. Thanks very much. Let's quickly go to Connie, who's calling us from Washington State. Connie, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
A couple questions, if that's okay.
Right. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks for having him on, Dr. Stan. I have studied about Madame Blavatsky and this for quite a long time.
Are you coming from a Christian point of view, or are you a theosophist?
Yes.
You're coming from a Christian point. I figured if you're listening to this radio station, you're probably coming from a Christian point of view. But I think it's vitally important that we understand what is going on in the world today. And you can't understand unless you understand what Robert is saying. But what, go right ahead, Connie.
I totally agree, Dr. Stan. I think it's a very important issue. And I've tried to tell a lot of people that they need to study about her and her philosophy.
They probably all think you're crazy, but go right ahead.
Yeah, they do. Okay, yeah, I want to know, was the UN started by theosophists? Because I've kind of been researching, and I've been really wondering about that.
All right, fine. And the question is, wait a minute, one question at a time. What part does the United Nations play, or what part does theosophy play in the formation of the United Nations back in 1945?
I would say it was a theosophical impulse, although I can't name the figures, that it instigated the United Nations, because that very important body has helped done a job in keeping the world together.
All right, fine.
I mean, it's very significant, the United Nations.
Okay, Connie, next question.
Okay, and who are some famous theosophists?
Well, we mentioned Henry Wallace. We mentioned, I can't think of that.
Oh, okay.
Connie, what you need to do is get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. And we give you a large number of these people, key people in every aspect of society. Have you read my book?
I had it for a time from a friend. He let me borrow it, but I had to give it back. Yes,
well, you get a copy. Or if you don't want to invest in one, go to my website, radioliberty.com. Scroll down to videos on the web and watch it. It's a talk I gave. The book came from the talk, not the talk from the book. Okay, God bless.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Joe, who's calling us from Joe is calling from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Well, I have basically...
No, just a question. I don't want to debate.
I'm not going to get into any kind of scriptural references, but I would have to disagree
Joe, we specified we did not want to have to agree with you. If you have a question, fine. But otherwise, we do have other people.
Well, then I got a question. Then how does he explain all the prophecies of this one to come in Scripture?
Okay, fine. Okay, then we'll ask the question. How would you, of course, then address the...
Joe is calling from New Jersey. Joe, you have a question for our guest.
Are you there, Robert?
Yes.
Basically, Joe asked, what about the biblical prophecies? And the biblical prophecies seem to be coming true. How would you respond to that?
I would say that the prophecy, as it appears to come true, it is that happens, prophecy, yes.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Carol, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Carol, do you have a question or comment?
I guess I have a comment, or it could be considered a question. Earlier in the program, it was talked about truth and about something true being replaced later, which I just kind of don't understand. If something's true, really true, what it can be replaced with, maybe he could just talk about what that all meant, and I'll just hang up and he can talk.
Fine. Basically, Chris, you were talking about these ideas of basically a truth, but this really would come from this sort of karma. Would that be correct? What would truth be in to do with theosophists?
Truth is defined by Gandhi, of all people, is self-evident. When you come upon a truth, you know it to be true. Now, you can't prove it to anybody. You can't disprove it. That's the nature of metaphysics. You can't prove it. You can't disprove it. It's just how you feel about it. That is truth. When it comes upon you, you will know it. You will know it.
All right, fine. Well, our guest has been Robert Bunnell, and we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up our program. We've got a little short break here, and we'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly I wondered whether we should even put on the program tonight, but I think it went well. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you have some grasp. Who are these people who embrace this philosophy? Well, I will tell you that Harry Truman did, Winston Churchill did. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. If you can't buy it, go over to the website, radioliberty.com, and you can suddenly scroll down to the videos online. Brotherhood of Darkness is the first one there, and basically it was from that talk I gave that the book came. But it is the basis of some 30 years of research, 40 years of research, into the background of the supernatural forces that are guiding us towards where we are today. And of course, as somebody brought out this evening, certainly this movement towards one world government, the United Nations, is part and parcel of this, and Robert certainly verified that. Of course, Sydney, what most people don't want to recognize is the fact that the Nazi movement was deeply involved in the occult, and Sydney Himmler and many of the others were deeply involved in philosophy and theosophy. And that is, of course, why the CIA and MI6, which are involved in this whole world occult movement, as well as a satanic segment in the Vatican, helped between 10 and 30,000 Nazis escaped to South America following World War II. And I always figured the figure was 10,000, but John Loftus, who had access to the files in the government, the security clearance three levels above top secret, he estimated it could be as many as 30,000. You need to get his book, America's Nazi Secret. John's book and my interviews with him, The War Against the Jews, pivotal to understanding what's going on today. Now, basically, he doesn't get into the theosophical movement and the occult movement within the Nazis, but this, of course, what motivated that movement, as it motivates communism, as it motivates the people in Washington, D.C. today who are pushing for world government and who are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And of course, it was the Masons on the Supreme Court, all tying into this same movement, as Robert pointed out, who took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And until you begin to understand the influence of this movement, nothing makes sense. And incidentally, if you question what I said about the Winston Churchill and Harry Truman, we have an article out of the Wall Street Journal called Bye Bye Woodrow, and it was written by Senator Arthur Schlesinger Jr., where he reiterates just what I said. You need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we must understand what we believe in, and then we must understand those who embrace the other philosophy. Many of them do not understand the true nature of this, but truly we're in trouble today, because this is what's in our schools. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter out of our schools, and why our children finish their education not believing in God or family or country. If you love your kids, get them out of government schools. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Cindy, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, you need to get it. You need to get John Loftus's book, America's Nazi Plan, and Cindy, my interviews with him, The War Against the Jews. That'll give you enough to begin with. The telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we do hope, of course, if you're in a position to help us financially, you will, because we want to maintain our network of stations across America and the places where we're heard, where people are learning. And all we can do is to reach the people that God gives us the opportunity. If you'd like to be part of our team, join the Radio Liberty family. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders, our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and Well, Sydney, hopefully we're going to have with us a special guest this evening, Cheryl Hancock. And Cheryl, Sydney, sort of our representative over there in Israel. She's been over there 12 or 13 years, maybe more than that. And she, of course, is there in the capacity of a journalist, although she does certainly work with the Palestinians and the Jewish people there. And Sydney, she is having a tremendous impact on life there, and God is there, and we pray for Cheryl on a regular basis because she's on the front lines. She's going to be going back over to Israel certainly in a few weeks, and hopefully at that point, she'll keep us abreast of what's going on over there, because we really fear there's going to be a major conflict in that area. Certainly Netanyahu has repeatedly said that certainly Iran may be only a few weeks to getting from a nuclear weapon. Iran will not, Sydney, Israel will not let Iran get a nuclear weapon. And Sydney, Israel will attack Iran if it looks like they're going to get one. And I don't think that they are certainly spoofing at all. I really think that they do intend attack. I do believe there's going to be some sort of a confrontation between Israel and Iran. I hope I'm wrong, because this would be a disaster. Well, we're trying to get Cheryl at her number we have, and I hope we have a cell phone for her. Looks like we have a couple of numbers, and hopefully, why? Because now it looks like we have the right telephone number, so it's just going to be a matter of keep trying until we get her. Otherwise, if you'd like to give us a call, since I have nothing prepared, we'll do open lines until Cheryl is available. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. Why, we would, of course, love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We can talk about what's happening to the finances. We can talk about the tragedy that's unfolding in Syria. We can talk about the fact that the whole financial situation of the world is on the brink of collapse. And most of what you've been told about what's going on really isn't true. And basically, of course, it's not a matter of if, but when the American economy collapses financially, because, of course, we have a debt currency, and that currency, we do not produce money. The federal government does not produce money. The money is produced by the banking system, and basically 97% of all the money in the United States today is debt money, and we're having to pay interest on that. Right now, it's $400 billion when the Sydney, as the amount of money we owe goes up, as the interest rate goes up, pretty soon all of the money coming into the United States Treasury will go to pay interest on the national debt, and the system collapses, and they know that. But there really are people, ladies and gentlemen, at the highest levels of government who want to destroy America. Well, let's go to Cheryl Hancock. Hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine. Nice to hear from you.
Well, it's nice to hear from you. And you're going to be going back over to, it's just a few weeks. You're going to be leaving again, going back to Israel?
Actually, I leave on Tuesday, coming Tuesday.
Oh, boy. Well, so let's cover what is going on in Israel at the present time, because I know you're in contact with your friends there.
Yeah, well, actually, a lot's been happening over there. And as we talked last time, Netanyahu ordered gas masks for all the people, all the citizens. And recently, just yesterday, I was told that Hezbollah has got their hands on 200,000 rockets.
200,000 rockets. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Cheryl. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a powder keg, and Cheryl's going back in there. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. And basically, of course, as we read the newspapers, watch television, you must understand your news is tightly controlled. You're not hearing what's really going on in Israel. And, of course, Cheryl is in contact with her people over there, her friends over there. And they claim that there are about that Hezbollah has access to 200,000 missiles. And these are certainly not simply this sort of missiles you suddenly shoot. You don't know where they're coming down. These are potentially guided missiles, sophisticated missiles, and they've come in from Iran. They've come in from Syria. And basically, some of these, they feel, fear, may very well contain poison gas that's been smuggled from Syria on into Iran. That Iran is taking, pardon me, that it is coming, I should say, from Syria on into Lebanon, to Hezbollah. And that suddenly Syria is taking building tunnels and actually taking those suddenly the chemical weapons on into Hezbollah and mounting them on some of these missiles. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that's true. As a matter of fact, the minister from the home front defense gave a speech. It was either yesterday or the day before. And he said that what the scenario might be, he's the one that said there are 200,000 rockets pointed at Israel, and that Hezbollah has. And he also said that the scenario would be probably that thousands of rockets would be coming into Israel. This is what they're preparing for. Thousands of rockets hitting within about 3 weeks, so that Israel really has to scurry, the people have to be ready. So this is what they are preparing for right now. This is straight from the minister of the home front defense.
And basically, Cheryl is saying that up until recently, and we're talking about the last few weeks, why, of course, there were about 40% of the Israelis that didn't have gas masks. Suddenly, everybody's getting a gas mask. And suddenly, the Israelis are busy cleaning up the bomb shelters there so the people will have a place to go, because the Israeli people are convinced that the attack is coming fairly soon. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that's right. And also, there's been a work on an underground hospital in Israel, and it's completed. They're trying to get the equipment to run the hospital. But this is an actual underground hospital, and it can hold 2,000 beds. What they would do, it's an underground parking lot right now. It holds 1,500 cars. And they said, in the case of an emergency, of an attack, it can be changed in 72 hours to become a 2,000-bed unit hospital. So this hospital is actually underground. It's called the Rambam Hospital. So Israelis are preparing for a big war.
And why, if this is true, aren't you reading about this in the newspaper? Why aren't you hearing about it on ABC, CBS, and NBC? The reason you're not hearing about it is because they don't want you to know about it. And it'll come, if it does come, it'll come. It's a complete shock to most people, but not to the people over in Israel, who are very, very concerned that a war is imminent over there. Now, what about, certainly we hear, certainly Netanyahu is saying that as far as Iran is concerned, that certainly Israel will not allow Iran to get a nuclear bomb, and that if it has to, Israel will act independently, and how they would attack Iran, I don't know. But is this something that the Israeli people are concerned about?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, that's correct. Netanyahu made several speeches lately saying Israel will have to stand alone, most likely. And just recently, this is funny, came in the paper yesterday that Saudi Arabia and the Arab Emirates is almost backing Israel because they don't want to see Iran also having this nuclear bomb. And President Obama is the one that's letting the pressure off. And they don't want him to let the pressure off, because if he lets the pressure off on the sanctions of Iran, then Iran's going to continue making this bomb. It's bad for Israel. Israel will be the first one hit. But Saudi Arabia, being Sunni Muslim, will know that they're in line also, because it's a Shiite-Sunni war right now. So that's why the Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia also said, hey, we don't want this to happen. So they're trying to tell Obama, don't let up on pressure.
Well, basically, of course, we know that Iran has also said that if they are attacked by Israel, that they will know that Israel would not have attacked without permission from the great Satan, which, of course, is the United States, and they will retaliate against the United States. And, of course, the only way they could retaliate would be an EMP attack. And yet, of course, they've actually threatened, for all intents and purposes, an EMP attack on America if Israel should attack them. Do you hear anything at all about that aspect of it from your friends over in Israel?
Yeah, what I've heard is that, yes, Iran's talking about America. Actually, like you said, they're the great Satan. Israel's the little Satan. And Iran doesn't like either one. But now that Obama is trying to soften the sanctions on Iran, it might look a little bit different. But Iran still doesn't like America. So America is in danger also. Israel will only be the first person to be hit. Iran's not going to shake their hand and say, okay, that's it. We've done our job. Now let's have peace in the world. They're going to continue on getting whoever else they think is their enemy.
And, of course, basically, if there is a war over there, I think that both Saudi Arabia and a couple of the other Sunni states would be hit by Iran. And basically, as Cheryl was saying, this is why, covertly behind the scenes, Saudi Arabia and a couple of the other countries over there are actually working, suddenly sub Rosa, but they're actually working with Israel to help Israel, because they want Israel as their ally. Would that be a fair analysis?
Yeah, that's right. Actually, the Sunni states right now are in war with the Shiites. The Shiites being Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, and Russia is helping them. This is why it's so funny that Russia is being the guard dog of all the chemical weapons over there in Syria. But the Sunnis have to protect themselves against the Shiites, because they are going after power in the Middle East. Who's going to get control of the Middle East? Who's going to control the strait where the oil comes through with the ship? Whoever controls the oil will control the West. This is the thinking over there. And Saudi Arabia, the Arab Emirates, Israel, and even America has been helping over there in Jordan, helping the Sunnis, because they want the Sunnis to win this war, not the Shiites, who they won't get along with at all.
And what most people don't understand is that basically, if there was to be a war over there, it would involve Saudi Arabia cutting off the oil. If there was a war over there, Iran would block the Gulf, the Straits, and basically the oil wouldn't come out. And the price of gasoline would go to $9 to $10 a gallon here in the United States. People really don't understand the terrible economic problems that would result if there were a war over there. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's right. And this is why America has sent troops over there to Jordan to help the Sunnis. They have been training the Free Syrian Army so that they can, that they can fight the Shiites. So because we have some kind of camaraderie with the Sunni nations, not the Shiites. The Shiites are really enemies of America. And the Sunnis don't like America either, because here we're talking about Al-Qaeda, Taliban. They're Sunnis. Muslim Brotherhood is Sunni. But anyways, America is trying to help the Sunnis to win this war, this struggle, this battle over the two major Muslim groups, because they want the oil to continue, and they will not be able to get oil if they if Shiites will win this war, this battle. This has been ongoing for quite some time, and the Sunnis have always had the upper hand over the Shiites. And right now, the Shiites are doing pretty good, but most people in Israel believe that the Sunnis will win.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Cheryl, who is certainly has been living in Israel for a long time and should be going back next Tuesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, this is a seething cauldron over there, and you're not hearing about it. They're focusing your attention on all the wrong issues. But this is certainly, as far as America is concerned, this could result in an EMP attack on the United States, certainly either by North Korea or by Iran, who are working hand-in-hand to develop the capability for an electromagnetic pulse attack on the United States. And if you think that Iran would hesitate to do this, I think that you are sadly mistaken, because these people have an entirely different, of course, view of the world than we do. They actually believe, because the most wonderful thing would be to kill in a war, certainly defending Allah. And they have an entirely different attitude. They're Shia Muslims who want to die for their faith. And it's entirely different than the Sunni Muslim who want to live for their faith. But the average American, I do not think, understands the severity of the problem that we're facing over there today. Would you agree with that, Cheryl?
Yeah, it's true. Most people don't even understand that the Sunni-Shiite conflict is just, it's huge. And today they were fighting, well, I should say last night. They're 10 hours ahead in Israel. So when I say yesterday, it could have been today, but it's kind of confusing. But the Sunni and Shiites, the militants, the militias, were clashing right near the Damascus, the big shrine in Damascus. And, you know, we're watching biblical prophecy while over there in Israel. We watch it as if we're sitting on the front line. We take out the newspaper and we take out the Bible. And we look to see what prophecies have been fulfilled, which ones are taking place, and which ones are still to come. And one of the prophecies that has not been fulfilled yet is in Isaiah 17:1, where it says, Damascus will become a ruinous heap. Very interesting. I'm not prophesying that that's going to happen now, but I am saying that there is fighting in Damascus. That's where the Syrian headquarters is. That's where Assad is. That's where a lot of storage places are for the missiles that are being sent to Syria. And that's where fighting is right now. So very interesting times we live in.
It really is. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Dave calling from Central New York. Hi, Dave. Are you there?
Hi, yes, Dr. Stan. I'd like to ask Cheryl, the Hezbollah group that has 200,000 missiles, if they shoot all or half or a quarter of them off, and then you mentioned the hospital, it would hold 2,000. It seems like, of course, it'd be a lot more than 2,000, more than likely injured. Would some of those 2,000 people be designated to go into the shelter, or just anybody who would be first to go in?
Well, hold that thought, David. Basically, this is so unthinkable. I mean, 200,000 missiles, even if it's only 100,000, you're talking about potentially 100,000 dead Israelis or wounded, or maybe 10 times that many. Who knows? We'll be back and hang on there.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We just had Dave on call. Dave is calling from New York, and he asked a question about Sydney. Is Israel concerned at all about the danger of an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack? Those of you who listen to our programs regularly know I am very concerned about it for America, and certainly I'm concerned about it for Israel. And Chris Sherrill's response was yes, over there. They've talked a great deal about the EMP attack and the threat, and I suspect that they've done everything they could to harden their facilities. The difference between Israel and the United States is the leaders of Israel want to survive. The leaders of America, for whatever reason, have not made any preparations. And if there was an EMP attack, we would not survive. America would change literally instantaneously. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Joe calling from New Jersey. Joe, do you have now you can make a comment. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to just make this comment. Who's to say, with this threat hanging over Israel's head from Lebanon with all these rockets, and who knows what they could send with those rockets, maybe biological warfare or whatever, who's to say Israel wouldn't level Lebanon?
All right. How would you respond to that, Cheryl?
Well, first of all, when Israel did fire back at Hezbollah some years ago, they were accused of firing into civilian territory and property and homes and hospitals and mosques. But, you know, this is where Hezbollah fights from.
I just read today, every 10th building, no matter if it's a house, a hospital, a mosque, about every 10th building has a launching pad, has something to do with firing against Israel. And how do you fight that? It's a new type of warfare. It's going into urban areas, and you can't just pull out the people you want. So this is where Israel gets in trouble and is accused of hurting women and children. And yes, war is ugly, but they should not be firing from places where their own people, women and children get hurt from, but they don't care. They say these are martyrs for the cause. It's okay if they die.
And Joe, your comments are very real. War is hell. And basically, I believe that. And I believe the terrible things are going to happen over in that part of the world, probably much sooner than we think. All we can do is wait and see. Anything else you want to ask?
Okay, I'll just say this last particular thought. I had been treated for myself for me with this Jewish doctor, and he said to me this one time, because I was witnessing to him about Jesus Christ, and he said this to me. He says, Joey, he called me Joey. He said, Joey will never again ever allow ourselves to be marched to gas chambers so willingly. He says, if we have to, we have what's called the Samson effect. And we all know what Samson did in the, that arena where he took down the whole Philistines as well as himself. And he said, we'll take the world down with us, Joey.
Okay, well, but Joe, who knows where this is, why we do what we do, trying to warn people, get them to do the best they can to protect themselves. We're moving into very difficult and dangerous times. God bless them. Thanks for calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Cheryl, how would you respond to what Joe was saying?
Yeah, but I'd like to mention that Netanyahu has been saying, now, wait a minute, this president of Iran, and it's not just the president, the Ayatollah, the Khomeini, Iran is saying that they are going to take out Israel, just like Hitler said. Hitler wrote a book, and he was going to bring down the Jewish people. Well, Iran's saying the same thing. That's why Netanyahu is not standing by and not going to let something happen. He has tried to get the world to understand this is a world problem, not just an Israel problem. Iran is not going to finish, and like I said, shake off their dust off their feet and say, okay, let's all have peace. No, they're against the world. But Israel has to take care of itself. They will not go to the gas chambers again. They will do what they can to fight. And that's how Netanyahu put it the past week.
And I think it's important that you understand the mentality and certainly the history and the fact that if we were faced with destruction, we would fight in America. Of course, unfortunately, the leaders of our country have an intense, in my opinion, intense hatred of Israel. They pay lip service, but look and see what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We are financing Israel's enemies in Syria. I mean, basically, if the mercenaries that were funding in Syria were to take over there, they would end up, or would have ended up, with all the chemical weapons, and they would have certainly used them on the Israelis. Why would we be backing Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria? Why did we back Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood in Libya? And those of you who heard our programs last night, the gentleman from Libya suddenly talking about what happened there. And we did the same thing in Egypt. We initially backed the Muslim Brotherhood. Now we're fighting the Muslim Brotherhood. You have to understand, we fight with one hand, we help with the other, and everybody shakes their head. They can't figure out.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your miracle tool today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. We were just talking about Temple Mount. And, of course, when the Jews had taken the holy city, and basically, of course, they should have kept the title to the Temple Mount because this is the most holy place in all of Israel. And instead of that, Moshe Dayan gave the right to the control of this to the Palestinians. Why would he have done that, ladies and gentlemen? So many things going on today don't make any sense if you're looking at it logically. But this has laid the foundation for the discord that exists today. Where today, of course, it's very difficult for the Jews to get up on the Holy Mount to actually worship. And when they do, they're attacked by the Muslims. And then the police come in and the troops come in, and it's just a constant source of certainly conflict. Why did Moshe Dayan do that? So much of what goes on doesn't make any sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Cheryl, who's going to be going back over there. You've been there, is it 14 years now? How long have you been over there?
That's correct, 14 years, over 14 years.
Over 14 years, and she's going back again this coming Tuesday. And, of course, we pray regularly for Cheryl and for her safety and for her provision because, of course, we worry about her. Wish she weren't going over there, but this is where God has assigned her, and that's why she's going back. And we ask you, in your prayers, just remember Cheryl Hancock. Cheryl, how can people get hold of you, get hold of your ministry if they'd like to support you? And again, our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how can people get hold of you and if they'd like to help and support you?
Well, the best way is to email me, and that way that I get on the hold of directly. And the best way to do that is send an email to reportingfromisrael, all one word, at gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael, all lower cap, one word, at gmail.com. And I will answer any questions that come my way. I also do updates, and if you want to be on the update list, you can also email me, and I can put you on that.
And of course, Cheryl takes a great deal in the way of supplies and help and food and other things to the Palestinians over there, and has a ministry where she actually helps the Palestinians and helps people in need. And this is a part and parcel of why she's there and what she's doing. And thank goodness, Chris, she's been able to be there for a number of years, having an influence on the people there. How about some of your people that you've been working with? What happened to Smiley and some of the others that you've been working with?
Well, I've been, like we said, 14 years over there. I've been working with Palestinians for about 12 years, baptizing a lot of them. Not because I push them to be baptized, but because they want to be baptized. Many Muslim people are tired of the violence over there. They're tired of sending their kids to the militias. They want jobs for the kids. They want out of that violent lifestyle. And they're afraid to say anything because the Palestinian Authority and the Hamas and Fatah, they will come against you if you leave Islam and you become a Christian. So the penalty for that is death. So they tell me, hey, will you take me and get me baptized? I can't tell anyone. Can you secretly take me and get me baptized? And when I get them baptized, they end up leading their families to the Lord, their friends to the Lord, their just their neighbors. It's amazing. So these people are coming to the Lord like crazy. That's why I can't abandon them. I take them food and clothing. I am a Christian, and that's why I do this. The Lord called me there to help the people. I thought I'd be helping the Jews. But, you know, these Muslims are coming to the Lord like crazy, and I'm not going to let them, you know, be by themselves while they're doing that. And I've got 10 people waiting to be baptized when I go back. So the work goes on. They give me information. I learn so much about Islam, about the Palestinian Authority. And I learn as I go, and I'm able to do my report. So it all goes hand in hand, and it was the Lord's plan.
And ladies and gentlemen, the Muslims, Palestinians who return to the Lord are risking their lives. They will be killed, and some of them have been killed, because they've become Christians. Do you believe enough in Jesus Christ that you'd be willing to risk your life and your family to become a Christian and to reiterate your belief in our Lord Jesus Christ? They do. But these are the things that the Christians in America, I don't understand. Certainly Christianity here is just a nice something we do. But over there, you have to risk your life and be willing to realize you may very well be killed or beaten if for converting to Christianity. Now, can any of the Palestinians who convert to Christianity get into Israel and live there permanently? That way they'd be safer?
Yeah, some of them have gone into Israel and get permission to stay in Israel. And there's different reasons why they can do that, but they're not supposed to work in Israel. It's very interesting. But they're allowed to be safe. Now, one man, after I baptized him, I thought I lost this guy. I thought he went back into the world, and I didn't hear from him for a few months. And suddenly I ran into him in Jerusalem, and I said, wow, where were you? What happened? He said, well, I went back home, and I decided I was going to tell the people around me about Jesus and that he's real and that he really loves us and that we can have peace in our hearts and we can have a good life with the Lord. And so he was so excited about the love of Christ that he was telling the people, and one night they came to him, and he heard his name being called. He opened up his window, and they began shooting at him. As they were shooting through the window, they hit him in the legs instead of the chest. And, you know, these are, we're talking about stone buildings. They should have killed him. And he said to me, he says, I am so blessed. He says, look, the Lord really protected me. I only have 3 bullet holes in my legs, and they didn't hit me. They didn't kill me. So he was in the hospital for those 3 months. And I didn't get to see him because he was in the hospital. So it's amazing to me. I said, did you move? Did you get away from there and get someplace safe? He said, oh, no, they need Jesus. I can't leave them. And to me, it really challenged me in my walk with the Lord. What do I do, you know, when I'm being persecuted? Somebody's saying something bad about me. Do I leave or do I stay there and tell them about the love of Christ?
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the real world that exists today, not the make-believe world we live here in America. But my real belief is that the make-believe world is going to end and end very, very soon. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you'd like, of course, to get hold of Cheryl. If you can't, you don't remember a number, why you can always, or email, why you can always get in touch with us and we'll put you in touch with her. But she's doing a wonderful job over there. And of course, touching the lives of the Palestinians and some of the Jews, but mostly the Palestinians were looking for the Lord, and certainly if it weren't for her efforts to go into the Palestinian community and work with the people, why, of course, and baptize them, they wouldn't have this opportunity to have the transforming experience. But my understanding, and I've heard this certainly from a number of sources, that is that Christianity is spreading. It's spreading in Iran. It's spreading in many of the places in the Muslim world, far more than certainly the average individual understands. What do you hear? Because you're certainly much closer to this than I am.
Yeah, it's true. It's spreading all over the Middle East. Many of the Muslims, like I said, are tired of living this lifestyle. And one man told me, actually, he was going to be he helped blow up a bus in Israel. He was going to be a leader in this organization, and he wanted to be a sheikh. And he said he was reading and learning how to be a sheikh. And he said, you know what? I found out that my religion is both perverted and violent. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, first of all, Muhammad, our leader, took a girl at 6 years old and married her. And when she was 8 years old, he went into her. He said, that is perversion. If anyone did it to my daughter, I would kill him. He said, second of all we hear in the mosque, even in Jerusalem, is violence, how to take and ravish the women after we kill the men and take over Jerusalem. He said, I don't want my kids growing up like this. Will you please baptize me? So I baptized him. And many, many people are like this. They are tired of the violence. They want their kids to have a life. They want out of it. Some of them are afraid because if they are caught, like the women, this one gal, she left Islam and she told her family. She was still living at home. Women are not allowed to live on their own unless they're married. And they stay with their families until they're married. So this gal became a believer, a Christian. And her family was supposed to kill her to put honor back in the family because her sisters could never marry if she lived in that family and without the honor back. So you know what the families are doing nowadays? Instead of killing the woman who become Christian, they're pouring hot oil in their faces to disfigure them. So that puts honor back in the family, and then the rest of the family is okay, and the other girls in the family can marry. This happened to that girl in Jerusalem, East Jerusalem, Israel.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real world as it exists there, not the make-believe world we live in. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, of course, Israel is a seething cauldron. They're waiting for a conflict. Certainly, they're waiting for an attack from Hezbollah. They're waiting for an attack from Iran. Certainly, they do not know what the future is going to hold. Iraq is predominantly a Shia Muslim nation today. Unfortunately, of course, we've gone in there. The United States government has done away with the secular government there in Iran. And of course, we've replaced it with government under Sharia law. And basically, the people didn't want Sharia law, but that didn't matter. That was the policy. That is American foreign policy, is to instill Sharia law. And they're doing that in Libya. They're doing that in Tunisia. They did it initially in Egypt. Now they backed away. They're sort of backing both sides there. So they were going to do that. They were going to overthrow the secular government in Syria and replace it with a radical Islamic government. And that's why they recruited almost 80,000 mercenaries from dozens of countries and financed them and trained them and armed them to go into Iran to overthrow the secular government and replace that with certainly a government under Sharia law. And all this talk about installing a government certainly under a democracy. If we really believe that, why don't we install a government under democracy in Saudi Arabia? No way, Jose, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is illusion and delusion. They're certainly not going to tell you what the real objective is. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Cheryl, do you have some sort of a place you can go in your home where you'll be safe in case there's an attack?
Yeah, because what we're looking at right now is biological warfare, as one of the callers put it. Yes, and in my house, there's a safe room. This room has a metal door and metal window. So it also has a glass window, okay? But in the case of biological warfare, I have to run in there and close the metal window, make sure no air is coming through that window, close the metal door, make sure no air is coming through there. I tape up any cracks in the door or the window, I have to put tape over any electrical socket, light socket, so that no air can come into that room. And then I have a gas mask. I have to measure out that room and know exactly how much square feet I have to, and know how much air I can use before I have to leave that room, before I run out of air. So I have all my supplies in this room, and I'm prepared if there is a chemical warfare. My neighbor downstairs, she's a believer and a Jewish lady, and we plan to be together. We have a radio, and we have all the things that we need. So that's if I'm at home. If I'm out somewhere, I have to find the nearest bomb shelter or safe room. So you always need to know where the bomb shelters are or the safe rooms. You have to be aware of these things, especially now. And you have to carry your gas mask with you when we're on high alert. In the car, wherever you're walking, you have to carry it with you. They have a shoulder harness on it. Completely prepared. That's what we need to be. Yeah. So thank God I have a room in my house.
How long, would your room be safe? Are we talking about a few hours, a few days, or what?
No, I believe the last time I did this, it was days that I had. So the gas mask lasts a while, and then the air will last some days, because it depends how big the room is. The smaller the room, the less air you're going to have in it. Yeah, and my room is pretty small.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And is most of the Jewish people doing exactly what you're doing, or are they planning on getting into a bomb shelter?
Well, many of the newer homes have a safe room in it. And then the apartment buildings, a lot of the apartment buildings that are a little bit older, have a safe room for everyone in the building. So everybody runs down to the bomb shelter or the safe room. And then there's bomb shelters outside in certain areas of the country. And they don't have bomb shelters everywhere yet. And they're thinking about doing that because these rockets that you've been talking about, they can reach Tel Aviv, as you said. And they're saying there are rockets that can reach Jerusalem. And they've never had that problem before, where they had to worry about rockets coming so close to the population centers like that.
But basically, would they actually, Hezbollah actually fire rockets at Jerusalem? This is their holy city. And there are a lot of Sunni Muslims who live in this segment of the city itself. Or could they simply hit the areas, the outside the temple walls? Well, what is the scenario they're anticipating?
Well, first of all, many of the Palestinians are Sunni Muslims. Hezbollah is Shiite. They don't care about the Sunni Muslims. Second of all, if there are Shiites, then those people will become martyrs for the cause. So to lose just a few thousand of people to kill a bunch of Jews is okay, because they're going to be martyrs anyway. And, that way they get to go to heaven and have 72 virgins.
So they're really not worried then by killing the Sunni Muslims. It's only the Shia Muslims they'd be concerned about.
Right, right. They don't care. Right now, the war between the Shiites and the Sunnis, it's okay to kill the Sunnis. That's who's fighting in Syria, the Sunnis against the Shiites. Is, there's millions of them that have been killed, or hundreds of thousands of them. I don't even know what the number is anymore. But the Assad's regime is Shiite, and they're killing all the Sunnis that are in the country in Syria. So, yeah, it's okay right now to kill the Sunnis. Yeah. And that's your Palestinians. Many of the Palestinians are Sunnis.
Well, it's just such an unstable area over there. Are you concerned at all about going back? Certainly you're going to be there, because we're moving, I believe, probably within the next couple of months into a crisis situation. Now, I could be entirely wrong. It's just, we've been watching these things for a long period of time. But as I look and see the things that are taking place all across the Middle East, the Near East, certainly, and throughout the world, I just have an uneasy feeling that we're moving into a difficult situation. Why are you going back at this time? You could stay here in the United States and carry on your missionary work.
Yeah, but I always believe that the safest place to be is in the will of the Lord. And he has me called to go to Israel, and that's where I belong. My time is up here. I just finished up almost a four-month speaking tour, and I'm ready to go back and continue my work in Israel. If I felt the Lord was leading me back to America, that would be perfectly fine. But right now, I feel like I need to go back. And I feel like you do. I believe that something's going to happen sooner than later. And I just need to be prepared and do my best. And as long as I do that, then I'm safe in his will. If I go home to be with him, I've done my job, and it's time to rest.
And
okay.
Why don't you get your telephone number or your email out one more time?
My email address is reportingfromisrael reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. It's all one word, small case, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. If you don't get that, you can always get it from us. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. We hope that you've have enjoyed it. Certainly, from theosophy to going as reporting from Israel and before the war comes, but the war is coming, ladies and gentlemen. I'm firmly convinced. Let us fall.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Cheryl this evening. And basically, of course, she is going back over to Israel because she feels this is where the Lord's put her at this time. She knows it's dangerous, but as she says, you know, the Lord will be with me, and if I go home, that's just his will. And I have to believe that, just as I have to believe that for myself and my family. And I hope you do as well, because we're involved in a spiritual battle, and if we don't have the Lord's support, none of us are going to get through the very difficult times that I believe are coming, and coming very, very soon. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like, of course, to join the Radio Liberty family and help us do what we do 5 hours a day, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY. I'm sorry, 1-800-544-8927.
1-800-544-8927 is the number you'd call to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And basically, you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter or get our four best CDs or tapes of the month. Certainly, you can get the various items that we carry, the four CD sets we have on all sorts of things, whether it be the danger of an EMP attack, or certainly on Vietnam, or the secret government, or the secret societies. And go up on our webpage of RadioLiberty.com and look at all the things we have. One thing, of course, that we recommend is that you lay in a supply of health products, because you need to have them on hand. Certainly, if something were to come up, you would not have access to them. But certainly, most people are deficient in magnesium, and certainly in vitamin D3, and selenium, and curcumin. We carry antibiotics, something you take to have on hand in case you start to come down with a bug. And certainly, we actually carry all sorts of things like prostate support and immune support. Prostate support's for men, certainly over 55, 60 years of age. And certainly immune support is a mushroom compound that has been found certainly to boost the immune system. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can actually pull them down off of our webpage, or you can actually get them from a catalog. Or just call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for a list of the products we carry. If you don't have your big Berkey, you need a water filter, because you can get by without food, but you can't get by without water. And you ought to have extra filters on hand, a good supply of them, because if we do get into a problem, you don't know how long it'll be before the things let up. And basically, of course, you want to make all your preparations now and then hope and pray you never have to use them. But I'm very, very concerned that we're moving into